Is your house air conditioned too?
Yes.
Is it through the same system as the heat?
Yes.
All right. What do you call a house having three or more rooms in a straight line?
Ranch house.
Now, these are a little bit lower quality. They go back off the street. If you open all the doors between them, you can see straight through.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a shotgun house?
Yeah, I didn't know what that's what it was.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happens now. There's somebody standing in the back door and you open the door.
Shotgun through it.
Okay, have you ever heard of a house that has two separate rooms, only two rooms, with a courtyard between and a roof going over the whole thing? I have a little picture. That.
No.
That's a dog trot house. Have you heard of that?
No.
And the inside courtyard is the dog trot.
No. Good idea.
Okay, have you ever seen a house like this? One room with an entry hall at a 90-degree angle to it?
No.
Ever heard of a hall and parlor house or a flying L house?
No.
Okay.
Have you run into anybody who has?
One person. Yeah. A lot of people heard of dog trot houses. People came into the country.
Yeah.
Okay, have you seen any small houses like this, distinctive design or anything like that?
No, that you mean would be generic type houses?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I take it back. There are. Yep. Never thought of any particular name for them, though. It's cheap housing that generally the blacks set up on, probably open underneath, set up on bricks, clapboard, maybe three rooms, living room, you know, bathroom, bedroom. It's almost shanty type housing, but I've never thought of any name for it. Housing.
What is a row house? That
would be a row house, right? Because
there'd be lots of the same ones in the
Yeah.
Alright, what are some different kinds of apartment buildings?
High rise, garden type.
What's a garden type?
Garden type is usually maybe one, two, at the most three stories, generally each with its own separate entrance along a patio, not patio, but a balcony type arrangement. I understand those were pioneered here in Birmingham.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's a tenement?
Tenement, old, decrepit housing, too many people, too few rooms, unsanitary.
Are there tenements in Birmingham?
Not really, not at least in the way you would think of New York tenements, but there is housing which would fit in that area.
What do you call a large building which the, it's like an apartment building, people generally tend to buy their section?
A condominium.
Now, can you tell me what condominium is? Is that a good description?
Right, a condominium is generally a community-owned building in which the people who live there own the building, at least a section of it.
Are there any condominiums that just rent rather than sell?
No, unless somebody rented out this condominium, because the idea is that you buy.
Is that then the major difference between a condominium and an apartment house?
Yes.
Are all condominiums attached? Or can
in some way, yeah. I would think so, but there are some projects in which there's a commonly owned land area, and even though there may be separate houses, but I wouldn't think those would be true condominiums.
All right. What do you call an apartment occupying an entire level of the building?
Penthouse, I guess, or a flat.
Yeah, are there flats?
There must be. I never thought of it in that way, especially since a lot of the apartments are made by cutting up old, larger homes.
Most apartment buildings have a man who does certain minor plumbing and electrical.
Superintendent or manager in newer apartments.
What about there's usually one tenant who lives in the apartment building who,
be the resident manager.
Yeah, shows people the new apartments. Yeah. All right.